Welcome to Island Extras. I'm Susan McCabe, your host, and I'm here with the executive director of one of Vashon Island's biggest events. She is Maggie McClure, executive director of the Vashon Sheepdog Classic. Welcome, Maggie.
Good to be here.
I'm so glad you have a moment.
I know. Like I was saying, I'm really glad it's radio because I look like I work on a farm today.
Fresh, sunny, yes, mm-hmm. And full of outdoor scents.
Indeed.
So this year's Vashon Sheepdog Classic is happening June 7th to the 10th. And I see that for each day, it's dawn to dusk.
We pretty much get started as soon as the light comes out. And, well, we don't have to worry about fog too much. But when we did have the event in the fall, we used to have fog delays. So now, this time of year, we're a little bit better off. But, yeah, we'll be up there bright and early.
And you've got lots of daylight this time of year as well. So tell us, when did the Sheepdog Classics actually start here on Vashon Island?
Well, it started originally in 1999 with a group of islanders that kind of got it kick-started, and it was a super competition, but it wasn't a fundraiser like it is today. It was a sheepdog trial for handlers and whatever community folks happened to hear about it and swing by. And
so it was kind of contained to Vashon Island at that
very
point.
Very much so.
And so here we are, fast forwarding to 2018.
Yeah.
Apparently it took a little pause.
It took a little pause, and then a group of us said, hey, we should bring it back and make it a community event and really utilize it as a fundraiser for our community. So we jumped in and yikes, here we are.
And now over 10,000 people come to the island or at least attend the Sheepdog Classics, and they are at Misty Isle Farms. I understand this year it's a little different. You're offering a soft opening on Thursday. Is that new?
No, we always, Thursday is kind of a bare bones day, I guess you'd call it. We only have a couple of food vendors there and the booths aren't quite set up yet. It's our young dogs competing. So we call it the nursery class. So dogs under two generally and handlers with dogs who are of less experience are also competing, and it'll be a full day, but it'll be a little rowdy and smaller course. And we invite people to come out because it's a big fundraiser for the food bank that day as well.
So what's the admission price?
Whatever you would like to donate to the food bank, because all proceeds that day will go to the food bank.
Is it food, not money? Or money,
it
not food?
It is money. Bring it and put it in the pot when you come in the door. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you bring it, we'll take your food donations as well, but yeah.
Money's better.
Yeah.
Okay. So how is the Sheepdog Classic different now than it was when you started it again in 2003?
Yeah. Well, in 2003, it was very quiet. It was handlers only. I would come as a competitor. I had just moved to the island or back to the island then. When we kickstarted it back up in 2010, we decided, like I said, we liked the idea of a couple other communities out there that had taken a sheepdog trial and built a community festival around the event. And it brought in a lot of people. There's a trial in Meeker, Colorado. It's only 1,200 people who live there, but they bring in about the same amount of people, come from all over Colorado and the West Coast to come watch these dogs work. So that was my inspiration, is the wonderful event there in Meeker, Colorado. And I loved that the community got behind it. And so us as a group came together and said, let's do that on Vashon. We have a great community here. People will jump in. And they have.
How many people are actually working on this event?
Oh, my goodness. We have a core group of people of about 8 folks. And then we have an extended group of volunteers from so many different organizations that help us out, from the Bounty Club to Vashon Youth and Family Services to VARSA, the Rowing Club. The list is extremely long of different organizations that lend a hand. We couldn't do it with, we won't have the infrastructure to do it without the volunteer groups helping us.
So when you say 10,000 people are coming here, how many of those are competitors and their handlers? Well, of course, I guess the competitors don't actually count as people. How many of those are handlers and accompanists?
Well, we have, in our open class, we have almost 100 dogs and handlers competing over 3 days. And our young dog day, we have another 70 dogs competing. So it'll be pretty active group of folks there. And a lot of the people from the sheepdog community also, they come in and they're doing a lot of volunteer work too to run the trial.
Ah, I see. So, but it does sound like a large percentage of those people are spectators.
Yeah.
Do you work with the ferry system at all to smooth that process out of people onto the island?
Last year we knew there was going to be more people coming than we can accommodate. So starting Saturday, we had to contact like Metro Traffic to let them know to turn people away if they didn't have tickets. Don't drive over. We want people to have a good experience when they get here. So driving on a ferry, coming all the way here, dealing with the lines only to be turned away is something we did not want to happen. So we actually had a representative on the dock making sure that people knew that if they didn't have a ticket, they're best just staying at home, and kind
that
of got the word out.
That is a ticket to the event, not to the ferry. So you're encouraging people to walk on with their pre-purchase tickets.
Yeah, this is the first year we've done pre-purchase tickets required, hopefully so we can kind of have a better way of regulating the days and make sure it doesn't get too crowded. We want people to have a real friendly experience. We don't want it to feel like some, you know, festival where everyone's crammed together for something. We really want people to feel the community and be able to kick back and enjoy talking with their friends without fighting for elbow room.
So how do people get those tickets in advance?
Brown paper tickets if you're off island or sitting in front of your computer. But if you're on island and don't want to pay a fee or anything, you can go to the country store or to Pandora's Box. They have tickets on hand.
So now I remember from years ago that we used to be able to sponsor dogs or choose winners. Is that still possible?
Well, as of yesterday, unfortunately, no. We had that's the Smart Dogs for Smart Kids campaign put through Partners in Education, and they have sold out all of the dogs already.
Wow.
As of yesterday, everything. They've never done that before. That means that's $9,800 that they've just earned with the sponsorship program. So yeah, lots of folks will have their dogs. They're spoken for. So,
and that's 100 dogs. And that money goes to Partners in Education.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is your budget to run this thing?
Oh, it's more than people would think. Just getting sheep here is pretty expensive. So that's the hard part. Is
how many sheep do you bring here?
We bring 300 head from a flock of over 8,000 sheep from the Willamette Valley, and that's one semi-truck load, one big livestock trailer load of sheep will come up and be on their first ferry ride.
So the dogs are going to have fresh sheep for every run. Is that
almost
how that works?
This all happens because of the sheep. These dogs exist because of the sheep. So their well-being is of most importance. So we have this wonderful supplier willing to work with us, and will actually be up here staying and watching the event with us. And they want to see their sheep treated right. So we get enough sheep that they get to spend most of their day relaxing, and then they only are worked by a dog once, maybe twice.
I have this image of sheep kicking back with their legs crossed on lawn chairs, taking it easy until they have to get up and run.
Well, we did have one trying to get in the spirit garden last year, so maybe.
Maggie McClure, director of the Vashon Island Sheepdog Classic, I think second only now to our Strawberry Festival as a major event here on Vashon Island. I want to thank you. One last question. Where does this Sheepdog Classic fit in the world of sheepdog trials?
Oh, in terms of scope and size and participation? Well, I would say we are one of just a small handful. I can think of two other trials that have such a strong community involvement with their event. And internationally, we're probably one of the top, in the top three of most biggest events going on. And we are the only one I know of that is a truly 100% a fundraising event.
Do you ever wonder how this happened?
Yeah, gosh, I don't know. You know, I just keep rolling.
Thank you so much, Maggie, for your time. This has been an Island Extras episode. Get your tickets for the Vashon Sheepdog Classics, June 7th to the 10th at Vashon Bookshop, brownpapertickets.com, and
Country Store and Pandora's Box.